A biomining company that's rooting around Sudbury's mine tailings insists there are multiple metal and commodity products waiting to be extracted. Toronto's BackTech Environmental is filing a patent application for its unique and innovative bio-leaching process that recovers valuable metals from mine waste while also cleaning up toxic industrial environments. BackTech's process has demonstrated it's already capable of recovering nickel, copper, and cobalt from mine tailings. But now there's the potential to pull the iron out of the pile while also making a fertilizer product. Bioleaching is a globally well-known biotechnology that was developed 40 years ago. Companies like BackTech have been fine-tuning its process, using Sudbury as a testing ground in cooperation with MIRARCO, a Sudbury Mining Innovation Center, and local nickel mining giant Vale. The bio-leaching process involves using naturally occurring and harmless bacteria to target certain ores and contain other substances that are harmful to humans. The company estimates there are 80 million to 100 million tons of pyrotite tailings from mining operations in the Sudbury Basin. Pyrotite is an iron sulfide mineral containing low levels of nickel, cobalt, and copper. It's discarded by the mining companies as an uneconomical waste byproduct, but it continues to perpetuate an environmental legacy problem that's in need of remediation. In filing an expanded provisional patent application, BackTech said it's come up with new intellectual property and a novel method to convert soluble iron into iron metal that can be used in green steelmaking. In thinking ahead, BackTech tosses out the idea of doing iron metal production in Sudbury or manufacturing iron pellets to send to the steelmakers. BackTech is confident that it can create another marketable product by taking the bioleach acid, used during the process, to produce ammonium sulfate that can be packaged and sold as a premium organic fertilizer. Other potential products in the mix could include a magnetite powder and geopolymer silica for construction material or mine backfill. In his weekly newsletter, Ross Orr, BackTech's president CEO, sees multiple revenue resources that comes from reprocessing this material, adding, from one ton of waste, we hope to sell five different products leaving behind zero waste. With the help of MIRARCO, a Sudbury Mining Innovation Center, BackTech is running a pilot plant of its bio-leaching process that will involve breaking down pyrotite to free up small amounts of cobalt and nickel. The results are crucial toward securing patent protection and could lead to a larger demonstration-scale plant that could lead to prototype production facility in Sudbury.